Our radio play for today, Miss Scotland Yard, is based on an interesting story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Shops of London are ready for their trade. Offices are opening up. Businessmen and secretaries are arriving for the daily routine. Standing behind the shutters of a small office on the second floor of an office building just off Hatton Garden, two men are gazing anxiously down the street. The smartly groomed one of the two speaks.
Any sign of him?
Can't see nothing on him yet, though.
Past 9 o'clock. He'd certainly be along by now.
Oh, he may have stopped in somewhere to chat a bit.
You're sure everything's ready?
When have you ever give Chuck Manning a job he ain't carried out to the letter? Letter. Not bad that last, eh?
There mustn't be any slip-up, you know. £100,000, a lot of money any day in the week. Chuck.
Hello.
You're sure he'll have something for us?
I say, oh, stop grousing about like that, will you? He'll have something to deliver, or you all right?
Any sign of him now? Look sharp, Chuck.
Here he comes. Just turned the corner down there. He's looking for our number plate now.
Oh, good. Then he is coming. I hope he's got what we're expecting.
He's turned in. He's on his way upstairs, Earl.
You take care of him, Chuck, will you?
Just leave him to me, Earl Mallett.
Good morning, Mr. Arthur Adley.
Right here, Mr. Postman.
You, Mr. Adley?
No, I'm his head clerk. Mr. Adley's not down yet this morning.
Oh, new firm here, ain't you?
Right you are. We've just moved over from Piccadilly Way. What have you got for us this morning?
A registered parcel. Here you are. Sign here.
Hold on. This ain't for us. This is addressed to Lowry Limited. That's a jewellery firm, ain't it?
Oh, sorry, my mistake. I knew I'd get them two pieces of mail mixed up. Here's the one for you, Mr. Adley. Sign here.
Where till I get me pen and ink? Oh, here we are. Right to hand. Usually I have to hand high and low for them. Now then.
Here, here, what?
Oh, I say that watch clumsy off me.
What's the matter here?
Well, look at my trousers. Spat it all down the front with his blasted ink.
Oh, I'm awful sorry, Posty. Come back here and I'll take that ink out.
Terribly sorry, Postman. Do let us repair the damage the clerk has caused. Here. Just let me slip your post bag off and set it down this chair here. That's it. Now you go right back there.
Ah, lucky thing we got some ink remover here in the office. Now, just hold still. I'll take care of it.
Blimey.
What?
With them spots is coming out as fast as they went in. Don't that stuff beat all?
Oh, how's it going?
Almost cleaned up, sir. I'll have him all shined up in a twink.
That he will, sir. Sorry I raised such a fuss, but it looked like my new uniform trousers was gone for certain.
I quite understand, Postman, your feelings in the matter.
Oh, there you go. Better than they was when you bought them.
Much obliged to you.
Here's your receipt for our parcel.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And your post bag.
Thank you, sir.
Not at all. Thank you.
Criminal Investigation Department. Inspector Woody talking. Yes, we're doing all we can, Mr. Lowry. I know it's a great loss, but Central Office is putting forth every effort to recover your jewel. Yes, yes, we'll let you know the latest development. Good day, sir.
On your head, are they, Inspector?
How are you, Sergeant Foley? Yes, you'd think Lowry's necklace was the most valuable piece of jewelry in history.
Well, £100,000 is a fair sum to lose. Have you any trace of the thieves, Inspector?
Well, the theft has every appearance of being done by Earl Robbins, but we can't hang it on him.
But whoever's to blame, they pulled a neat one, you must admit.
That fool postman was completely taken in. When he discovered he'd delivered rock salt instead of jewels to Lowry Limited, his eyes nearly popped out of his head.
The package was identical with the original, they say.
In every detail, down to the last seal. I've promised Lowry we'll do everything we can to recover the jewels. So that you're back from your vacation, that's your job now.
Mine?
Yes, yours. Why, what's the matter? Afraid?
No. Inspector, I've got an idea.
Well?
It's been my observation, sir, that the one weakness of any crook, clever or stupid, is a woman.
Oh, you're suggesting...
And women made wonderful spies during the war. Why wouldn't they make good detectives?
By George. Maybe you've struck on something, Crawley. We'll do it. We'll get the most attractive woman we can hire... Give her a plausible background, arrange for her to meet Robbins, and have her bring up any piece of stolen jewelry he may give her.
That's the ticket, Inspector. Any beautiful girl ought to be able to bring us a handful of traceable trinkets.
Once we have a bit of tangible evidence, it will be the end of that slippery customer, Earl Robbins.
And, Inspector, I think I know just the girl we want.
Oh?
Leela Bailey, a striking blonde.
Well, send for her. We'll give her the instructions, send her out, and have her report back here a week from today. Come in.
Good afternoon, Inspector.
Oh, Miss Bailey. Sit down, sit down.
Thank you. Did you get that bracelet I sent you?
Yes. I've been waiting until you came in to return it to you.
Return it?
Yes. Ah, here it is, Miss Bailey. It's no good.
You mean it's false?
Oh, no, it's genuine, all right. But it's no good to us.
Well, it's the one Robbins gave me, Inspector.
Oh, I'm not doubting your word, Miss Bailey. But we've checked up and find this bracelet was bought and paid for quite legally. Have they given you any other presents?
Yes, this ring.
Oh, well, let me have it, will you? It may help us get the evidence we want.
Here you are.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Beautiful thing, isn't it?
Rather. Well, any further orders, Inspector?
Yes. As soon as you know when Robbins is meeting to plan another coup or to distribute spoils, let us know, and we'll raid it.
Right you are, Inspector. Do you mind if I pop along now?
Why, am I boring you?
Oh, why, not at all. You know that. But I'm meeting Earl for tea at the hospital.
Oh.
There's no rule against mixing business and tea, is there?
If there is, it hasn't been printed. Well, run along, Miss Bailey, but take your business strong and your tea weak.
Just you leave it to me, Inspector. Here you go.
Goodbye, Miss Bailey. Send in Sergeant Frawley. I wonder. Come in.
Sent for me, sir?
Yes. Frawley, do you know this Leela Bailey personally?
No, sir, only by sight.
Does she know you by sight?
I don't think so, sir.
Good. Now, Sergeant, there's an old saying, set a thief to catch a thief. Well, I'm going to paraphrase that to set a sleuth to watch a sleuth.
What do you mean, sir?
You're going to trail Miss Bailey and her quarry.
I am, but I thought we hired her because...
Because Robbins wouldn't suspect the woman. We did. But there's something funny about this case. I don't know what it is yet. But you can pick the two of them up at the hearthstone. They'll get tea.
But I'll tell you, Robbins will spot me in a minute, Inspector.
Oh, no, he won't. You'll be completely disguised.
Now, what disguise could I assume?
You'll wear the uniform of the Metropolitan Police.
A bobby? Well, I'll be...
Sit down a moment on this bench, shall we?
Feeling tired, old girl?
I probably had one muffin too many. They were delicious, weren't they?
Yes, rather. Why couldn't we have sat at the table instead of this hard park bench?
There were too many ears about. And I have something to tell you.
Oh, that you will marry me, Leela?
Yes, but that's only part of it.
I say, I'm awfully happy, darling. I don't care what else you have made to say. I couldn't hear a word of it. Oh, you angel.
No, wait, Earl. Please.
Eh? Oh, you want the engagement ring first, do you? All right. You'll just transfer the ring I gave you yesterday to the third finger of this lovely left hand. Just like this. Leela, it's gone. Where is it?
That's what I wanted to tell you about.
I don't understand you.
Quiet, quiet. Here comes someone.
No, it's only a bobby. What have you got to tell me?
Wait, he'll be past in a minute.
All right. You don't need to be so scared. I'm too big game for a mere uniform bobby. They set the best men of the yard on my trail. Without any luck.
Is it quite all right for us to sit here, officer?
Quite so, miss. Lovely afternoon, ain't it?
Yeah, beautiful.
You can sit there as long as you like, but too often.
Thank you.
There he goes, around the turn of the park. Now, what is it you've got to tell me?
I've been deceiving you. The yard put me on your trail.
Leela, why, you little...
Oh, wait, please. Wait a moment, Earl. Hear me out. It's too unfair to get evidence on you. But before I could do that, I fell in love with you.
Mm, that's what you said.
Oh, it's true, Earl. Every word. And that's why I made you go and buy that bracelet for me. I didn't want the police to be able to get anything on you when they tried to trace it.
When they tried to trace it?
Yes. As soon as you brought it to me, I sent it to headquarters. This afternoon they returned it. And that's when I gave them the ring.
So that's where the ring is?
Yes.
Well, they'll not catch me with that. You were with me when I bought
it. Well, of course I was. Don't you see, Earl? Instead of double-crossing you, I double-crossed them.
If only I could believe it.
Oh, you can, Earl. You can. And I'll prove it. Listen, I'm to let them know when you're meeting your pals, and then they're going to raid you.
And you know we're meeting tomorrow night at 9? I told you at tea. Have you tipped them off already?
Why, of course not, Earl. Oh, wait. Here comes that Bobby back again.
Oh, never mind the Bobby. He's too sick to worry about. Are you planning on turning me up? Answer me, are you?
No. Now, look. I'll tell my friends the meeting's for 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Hello. Still here, eh?
Yes. You know how it is, officer.
Well, you bet I do.
Leela, if you're lying to me...
Oh, I'm telling you the truth. Look into my eyes. What do they say?
I love you.
Oh, my dearest.
Leela, you will send them off on the wrong tack by telling them the meeting's an hour later?
I'll ring them up from the first public phone we find.
But how can I be sure?
Of what I tell them.
Yes.
Why, you'll be in the booth with me.
And that makes it even, eh, Chuck?
Right as ninepence, Earl, my lad. Well, any time you want any more favours done, just let your old pal know.
Righto. Now you'd better get along, old chap. I'm expecting visitors, and I don't think you'd better be here when they come.
Women? I say, let me hang about, Earl. I'm a bit of a ladies' man myself. Always can hold my own on any party.
You won't want to be in on this. It's a police party.
Police? Go blimey, no. Leave me out of here.
Aren't you going to take your hat, Chuck?
What's that?
9:20. It can't be the police. They're not due until 10. Leela told them to come at 10 o'clock.
Earl, I've got to get away from here. How can I?
There's a fire escape just outside that window. You can go that way. I'll answer the door.
All right, wait till I get away safe, Earl. Well,
hurry up, then.
As soon as I get the window up... Earl, I'm caught.
I'll see you're caught. Keep those hands up.
Stand right where you are, Robin. Got the drop on him. Put the braces on him too, Sergeant Foley.
Why, you... You're the Bobby I saw in the park yesterday.
Right you are, the thick-headed Bobby.
But Leela told you to come at 10.
Blame the sergeant here. We heard the Bailey girl planning the tip-off with you, so we dropped in a little early.
I say, Governor, I ain't done nothing. I was just visiting with Mr. Robbins here.
Well, cheer up. You can continue to visit with Mr. Robbins in jail.
Well, Sergeant, we've got our man.
Caught, and all because of a woman. I tell you, women ain't no good, no help.
He's telling us, Inspector.
Be sure to read the interesting story of how Scotland Yard learned that lady detectives let their emotions be their guide when put on the trail of a man. It will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Look for the story under the title, Why Scotland Yard Fired Its Women Detectives. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you. World Eyes, our radio play for today, is based on a story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. It is a celebration of Ashur, the Moroccan New Year. High up in the mountains at the...